It's time for Mara and Jake's Magical Minis, Tiny Tales, Big Magic, and Just the Right Size for Your Day. In the magical forest, where kindness grows on trees and laughter travels on the wind, you'll meet all kinds of magical friends. There's Bella, a curious little bunny who loves books and discovering new adventures. Pip is a playful little cuddle bear from the town of Honey, who's always ready to ask the big, and sometimes silly, questions. Lyric the cat is a quiet, clever teacher who understands ancient magic and always speaks with care. And today, they're hosting something very special. One sunny afternoon, Bella hopped into the clearing and shouted, "Today's race will be for snails!" Everyone blinked.
"Snails?" Pip squeaked. "Don't they move, like, super slow?"
Lyric the cat smiled.
"Exactly! That's what makes this magical."
Soon, a crowd gathered. Baby Dee Dee, Mayor Bumble from the town of Honey, even Mr. Oliver, the wisest owl of the magical forest, came to watch. 5 tiny snails lined up behind a soft bed of moss. Bella raised a leafy flag.
"Ready, set, go!"
And the snails began to creep. One blinked, another stretched, a third turned around completely. The forest burst into soft giggles.
"This is the slowest race I've ever seen,"
Pip said, lying on his belly.
"But look," Lyric whispered, "they're still moving."
Inch by inch, one special snail with a silver shell left a glittering trail. Her name was Glitter. Suddenly, her shimmering trail began to swirl into shapes. Bella gasped,
"It's writing something!"
Everyone leaned in as the sparkling trail spelled,
"Thank you for waiting!"
And in that moment, the forest understood. Sometimes the most magical things take time. So if you ever feel like you're too slow, just keep going. Because the quiet ones, the careful ones, and the patient ones often find the most magical endings.